Hello, it's On This Day. It's John Gibbons hosting this week. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and by Josh Sexton to talk about a few things in Liverpool's history that happened on this day. We've got two games and also a player to discuss. But before that, World Cup final last night. Josh, did you enjoy it?
I did, to be fair. Yeah, me and Jordan went and watched it in Jurgen's, and it was a mad setup, to be honest, because there was these two French fellas who were on the table just next to us with like a France flag draped over the table and everything, so like, you know, not at all hidden in sort of plain sight. But the rest of the bar was like really very Argentina,
right?
And just very messy, like not Argentinian people, just Scousers, but they were very Argentina. Yeah,
started in a crazy kind of way. They wanted Messi to win.
Yeah, so basically we had like whenever France did something good, these two fellas like just sort of more quietly pleased, I'd say, and the bar quite hushed. And then whenever Argentina did something well, the bar absolutely mad, and these two fellas just a bit like, oh fucking hell. So that's
you said Jurgen's would be all right.
Yeah, thought this would be a laugh. Yeah, should just stayed in your
sticker. Go to Jurgen's, they said. Yeah, so it's that I think that sort of added to the experience, and it felt like it sort of heightened the experience. But I mean, it was a mad game, wasn't it? It was absolutely wild.
Yeah, it was a mad game. I was me and Laura sort of got a hotel last night, did a little bit of Christmas night out, and as it was dwindling away, a little bit me was, well, I could just turn this off. That'd be a nice thing to do. And thankfully didn't, and everything ensued. And she was banging into it because it was an event, it's a World Cup final, and things are going on, and people just enjoy that.
Yeah, I watched it with Brock, and Brock was banging to it in the end, especially up to and including, when is this yellow prick going to save one? Is a direct quote, and I think it's one that the whole French nation will get behind. She wasn't that bothered about whether or not France would win. It was just that she rightly had identified that Hugo Lloris was a complete waste of everybody's time by that stage of proceedings. I genuinely think I would have had more chance of saving one. at least people would have gone, who's this fella?
Which yeah, what's
they,
going on here?
They emphatically didn't do for Hugo Lloris at this stage. Yeah, so we were watching it, and I'd sort of stopped paying attention to the moment. I thought Griezmann, well, he might do something for a minute, and then he took him off, and I just sort of thought it was ebbing, and then the penalty happens, and then from there you're like, okay, and then it was a real proper fuck off, yeah, when he made it 2-2, because it was brilliant. I sort of feel like not enough, understandably, because everything else that was going on, but not enough's made of it's the thing everyone says. There's two things that everyone says, or at least I remember everyone saying, or maybe what I mean is I say, one is at times just shoot as early as you possibly can, and the other thing to be said about shooting is hit it dead hard, because they can all hit it so hard, and let's be clear, all of them, but especially the really really good ones like Mbappe. Like I always still remember the shot that we saw Salah have during open training once, where he just walloped different 20 yards and hit the bar, and it was like someone had let off a gun. It was, he hit it that hard, they hit the bar that hard, so they could all hit the ball dead hard, and then he did that so early. It was actually like a Shearer goal. I actually thought that the BBC, like, it was like, ask Alan Shearer why he's done that, because Alan Shearer did that all the time. He was brilliant at that, gets the shot away, strikes it really really hard, and from that point onwards it was great. I actually don't think it's the greatest game ever thing I'm just not having, because the greatest game ever isn't shit for 80 minutes, which it sort of was. With
I don't give a shit. I thought Argentina played really well, and I think you know, the France, I don't think it'd been sort of great throughout, and so. But I really enjoyed Argentina, and enjoyed the first half, and I thought how they came out the second half was really impressive as well. I just thought it sort of dwindled away.